And up next on the program, time to talk some NFL football as we get on board the G&M Family Market phone line and say hello to Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News. Vinny, good Friday afternoon to you.
Hey, how's it going, Rich?
Going very well. Freezing up here, but home stretch hot football coming up here in the last few weeks of the season. And up in this area, as we watch the Patriots without Rob Gronkowski and Tom Brady playing like a guy about 10 years younger, can anybody in the AFC, Broncos included this weekend, stop the Patriots?
Well, it'll be interesting. The Broncos are pretty desperate. They have a good history against the Patriots with various coaches in various places, but against Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. They had their number twice last year, including the playoffs in Denver. So the Broncos are a little bit more desperate. We saw the Patriots the past few weeks. There are some holes definitely in this team. It's not a perfect team. They have to win these close games again. But you look at it, you like the matchup because the Broncos are not running the ball, and the Patriots should feel like they can in this matchup. So overall, the way they've adjusted their offense has been pretty good. There's still a lot of holes, but they're getting it done like we've seen in the way past, like 2001 type era.
Seahawks took care of the West last night. I just hope we can avoid seeing those uniforms again. Is that possible?
Well, good news, they don't play on Thursday night again, so that's that with them. But, yeah, it's an interesting team. They're perfect at home, 7-0, but can't win an NFC game on the road. So it's a good thing, I guess, they're trending toward getting the number two seed, and maybe only have to win at Dallas in the playoffs. And they're in a good position here with the Cardinals at home and the 49ers in the final game.
Giants got that big win over the Cowboys last weekend to complete the sweep of the regular season series. Is that Giants team built to make any kind of a playoff run?
Well, definitely with the way their defense is playing. Right now, the way Eli Manning is playing, I would say no, but their defense is tightening up this time of year. The weather helps there now. They probably won't be playing at home in the playoffs, so they're going to have to win a road game there where Eli Manning is going to have to come through. So you look at all the elements, if they can get Manning hot, everything is going to line up here. But the Detroit game should be interesting. The Giants are very good at closing games in the fourth quarter. The Lions, we know, are good at coming back in the fourth quarter. So something's got to give there. It should be fun. I guess you just watched the last 15 minutes of that game to have the most drama.
Jeff Fisher out of a job. A lot of rumors that Rex Ryan might be the next guy to go. Do you think he survives the regular season?
I think he's going to survive the regular season. They've already said at Pagula that they don't like to make this move in the middle of the year. There's no point at this point. You have 3 weeks left. See what they can do. They got Cleveland this week. They should win and be okay there. But overall, the Bills is disappointing because there's a lot of expectations. It started high. It had a slow start, but then it looked like they turned things around and maybe in playoff contention. Then they faded here really badly against the Raiders and Steelers, two AFC caliber type playoff teams. So that says that the team is still far off.
Looking at your column this week on possible playoff scenarios and teams that are likely to get in, who's one of those teams that is perhaps on the bubble right now, like maybe a Houston or a Tampa Bay, that could come in and surprise some people in the playoffs?
Well, I think Green Bay is a team to watch. They're not in if the playoffs began yet, but they're very close. They're right behind the Buccaneers for a playoff spot, but more important that they can still win the NFC North here. They just need a little help there. Detroit has two very tough games in a row, Giants and Cowboys both on the road. The Packers get the Bears and the Vikings at home before a setup for the Lions in Detroit in Week 17. So all those things line up well for Green Bay, especially the way they're playing and the momentum there. That's the biggest thing going on for what Aaron Rodgers has been able to do with the Packers.
We're talking with Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News. Also can listen to his Locked On Fantasy Football podcast as well. Vinny, let's take a look at some of the individual awards. Who do you see right now with a few weeks left as the favorites for MVP in each conference?
Well, last couple weeks ago, I broke it down, and Vegas had Ezekiel Elliott as a really strong favorite. I think it's because he was a clear-looking player to win the rushing title, where he had a whole bunch of quarterbacks kind of jumbled up there, Derek Carr, Matthew Stafford, Matt Ryan, all similar profiles, lifting a team that no one exactly expected to be where they are. So that's in their favor. But Aaron Rodgers, I think, is a guy that is making up a lot of ground. Like Tom Brady should never be ruled out of this either. So it's going to be tough, but if Elliott finishes strong here in the final three games and the Cowboys win the division with the best record in the NFC, I think he has a very good chance of sweeping MVP as well as looking at the other year of the season.
Patriots made some news yesterday when they announced that they had acquired Michael Floyd. Was that a question of need more so than Bill Belichick just thumbing his nose at the rest of the league?
Well, there's a need there. They're just kicking the tires. I mean, it's basically a three-game plus playoff rental here. It's a free agent next year, so there's no commitment or anything beyond just seeing what he can do to help this team. They are down Danny Amendola, looking for some help at wide receiver core. Michael Floyd, there's just so much talent there. He was a very good receiver in the second year, but in a very good Cardinals offense, passing him downfield that suited to his talent, he's really disappointed here the past 2 weeks. That's what made really the division or decision easier for the Cardinals to move on. The Patriots are just seeing if there's something left there to kind of be that outside field stretching receiving for them.
Vinny, before we let you go, which team this year has been the biggest surprise to you, either from a positive or a negative side?
Well, I think they're pretty equal, but Atlanta and Tampa Bay. I really thought this would be maybe Carolina repeat easily in this division, or New Orleans might have snuck in there with Drew Brees, maybe opening the window. But you look at Atlanta, just the way they've rebounded from last year and how they have faded the playoffs has been pretty impressive. And then you look at Tampa Bay, just their defense, how that much has improved with Mike Smith making that move away from Lovie Smith and getting Dirk Cutter to work with James Winston. Everyone was wondering what was going on there after 1 year with Winston, but you see all the looks at this team that everything they've made, every move they've made has worked very well.
Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News talking NFL with us. Vinny, as always, great to talk with you. Thanks for making time for us. Enjoy the games this weekend.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.